on behalf of West Michigan Works, with an exclamation mark. Board Member Mark Bergsma in the house to talk about what's happening and how to be inspired. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Shelley. How you doing?
Doing fine. What's your day job?
My day job is a team leader at BHS Insurance Agency.
That means everybody needs insurance these days, right?
That's right. Can't live without it. Can't live without it.
But in this West Michigan community, we're all asked to serve, and you serve as a board member for West Michigan Works. Tell me about this great organization.
Yes, I've been on the board for West Michigan Works for about the last 10, 11 years, and it's an agency that helps companies and employees find jobs and make connections. Big focus now is employer-driven services and helping employers find and generate employees and work with educational establishment to try to generate the workforce for the future.
Nice. And it's good to be recognized. And I know you have handed out awards. You've recognized 9 West Michigan individuals with the Beverly A. Drake Essential Service Awards during this this last Economic Club of GR meeting. So take it away. What's the big picture here, Mark?
Sure. About 10 years ago, we decided that we really wanted to recognize service employees. Bev Drake was the executive director of the local Michigan Works agency for many years, and she had a real passion for service workers. And so we developed the Bev Drake Essential Service Awards to recognize those folks, the people that don't get recognized. It's like when you go see a movie and you see, you know, people get an Oscar for being the stars, but at the end you see the crew on the credits, and there's all these hundreds and hundreds of people that support the movie to make it happen, and they don't get necessarily recognized. But we want to recognize those types of people in our local businesses, the people that don't get the kind of recognition that they should.
Yes. And hence, that's what you did. And you were looking at certain selection criteria that included displaying pride in the job, Mark.
Right. We're looking for people who have an interaction with the people they work with and the public and show pride in their job, a positive attitude, a strong work ethic, punctuality, those types of things. And we have a number of different categories from hospitality to cleaning and housekeeping. So that would be, you know, the desk clerk, the cashier, the nurse aide, the server, you know, teacher aide, custodian, support staff, the people that are really the face of a lot of organizations.
I know we may catch up with one of your awardees. Tammy Nottingham was awarded for her good work.
Yes, she is the breakfast attendant at the Hampton Inn in Holland, and she was nominated by people that work with her. And there's an example of a person who has, you know, a small amount of time to connect with the public and gets a really good response from the public about her service. Their experience is enhanced, and they tell people about it. They tell the people at the hotel how well she did and what a difference it made in their experience there. And those are the kind of people we're looking for, the people that have that interaction with the public, and the public responds to their positive work.
Yes. Tell me more about I don't want to say what this does for West Michigan Works, but it has to draw attention to the good work that your employers are doing and more.
Right, there's thousands of jobs out there in these types of positions, frontline workers. You know, the people that are really, you know, doing the work, getting their hands dirty, and we don't have enough of those folks to fill those positions often. And we really want to reward people who are in those positions that show the kind of work ethic and, you know, really love for their job and desire to serve and reflect that in the way they do their work.
And again, as board member, West Michigan Works provides proactive and innovative workforce solutions to create a pool of qualified talent? Is that basically what's happening?
Correct. You know, we look at our employers in the area and see what kind of needs they have and look toward the future and which areas are going to grow and work with them and work with the, you know, kids all the way from, you know, middle school on up to try to prepare for those types of jobs so that our employers can flourish and our workers in the area can flourish as well.
Well, let's try to look Tammy up maybe for a follow-up interview and get her comments, have her do her speech.
Sure.
And until then, the Essential Service Awards, will this be an annual event?
It's an annual event, and we're going to be soliciting more nominations again in the fall. And we'd really like more of the public to get involved. And, you know, if it's the person that makes your cup of coffee every morning when you go to work, or it's the person who is the security person at your office when you come in, whoever it is that touches your day, we'd like nominations for those folks.
Anything else you need when it comes to West Michigan Works?
That's it.
Time, talents, and treasures. Give all. Service workers have been recognized with the Essential Service Awards. Again, congratulations to the like of Tammy and Tyrone and Cheryl and Jen and Anna and more.
Okay. Yeah, and we just want to thank the Econ Club for giving us the opportunity to recognize those folks as well.
All right, Mark Bergsma, one more time, how do we find out more information?
You can go to michiganworks.org/ESA for nominations or information on the award.
Right. Thanks for getting the word out, and take care to you.